procedure of the Kiddush on Leil Shabbat is up for discussion amongst the poskim, whether one is supposed to stand for the Kiddush or is one supposed to sit for the Kiddush. It seems from the Tosafot that when one is saying a Kiddush to be motzi others, so everybody should be sitting. And that's indeed the minhag of the Ashkenazim, that they sit for the Kiddush on Friday night. Some have a custom to stand for the Vaychulu, at least the first paragraph, because the first paragraph is a testimony that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, and Edut is done Me'omed. And then after that they sit. Some have a custom that they only stand for the first 4 words, Yom HaShishi Vaychulu HaShamayim, because it's Rashet Evot Yud Kevavke. So the kavod of the Shem Hashem, they stand and they sit for the rest. Our custom is followed the Kabbalah that says we stand for the entire Kiddush, from the Vaychulu all the way to the end. Furthermore, we are careful to say the 70 words in the Kiddush, like it is in our text. There's 35 words in Vaychulu HaShamayim Va'aretz paragraph, and 35 words in the second Beracha. This is not including Borei Pri HaGefen, and not including Sabri Mananam. Furthermore, our custom is to mention Yitziat Mitzrayim in the Kiddush itself. Tehillat Mikra'e Kodesh, Zecher Yitziat Mitzrayim. Now, it's clear that Shabbat is Zecher Lema'aseh Bereshit, but it's also Zecher Yitziat Mitzrayim, because we remember that we were slaves. A slave has no break. Now that I came out of Mitzrayim, so we're able to take a break and have a rest on the Shabbat. Furthermore, the Halakha says that the Kiddush that we make should be made with a kos. According to the Mekubalim, they use a kos that's made out of silver, because silver represents mercy. And the wine maybe is judgment. So we sweeten the judgment of the wine with a silver cup. We fill the cup to the top. Now, of course, if a person doesn't have enough wine to fill the cup to the top, so long as he has a revi'it in the cup, it's also okay. Our custom is that we wash the cup inside and out before we make the kiddush. And the kos is presented to the mekadesh, and he receives it with two hands, and then he transfers it to his right hand. And he lifts the cup at least one tefach high, which is about 3 inches high, above the table. And according to the Benuari, he holds it by his chest. The menag is before he makes the kiddush to look at the Nerot Shabbat. And some say that it's actually healing to the eyes to look at the Nerot before he says the kiddush, and to put his eyes in the wine itself before he makes the kiddush. The wine itself should not be pagum, which means he should not drink from the cup. The cup should not have been used before he drank it, meaning nobody should sip from the wine. If he sips from the wine, it causes pagum. The cup itself should be complete. He shouldn't use a chipped cup or a broken cup. The Megillah Brahm is strict, even if the base of the cup is missing, that one should not use it. But b'di'abad, if one used a cup that is chipped or broken, the kiddush is okay. The discussion amongst the poskim on a disposable cup, both Hachem Ben Sion and Hakam Avadia, Alehem Shalom, say preferably one should use a permanent cup, but both agree that if there's not a permanent cup available, one is able to use even a disposable cup, which is a plastic or a paper cup, for the kiddush. Furthermore, the Halakha says that the bread that is on the table should be covered. The bread should be covered with two coverings, a cover underneath it and a cover on top. Well, if we have a tablecloth on the table, so the bread is put on the tablecloth, that's the bottom cover, and then we put a chali cover over it, that's the second cover. Or we have a board or a plate. Means the bread should not be just plate put on a raw table. There should be something underneath it. The reason is because the bread on Shabbat is commemoration of the man, And the man in the midbar was like in a box. There was a layer of dew underneath it, so it doesn't get dirty, and a layer of dew on top. Now, the halakha says that the bread should be covered from the time that we put it on the table, and at least until after the kiddush. After the kiddush, if one wants to uncover the bread, he has a right to do that. But preferably, he should leave the bread covered until he makes the hamotzi, which means after the kiddush, everybody blesses each other. We say Shabbat Shalom. We go in the kitchen. We make the tzatzah yadayim. At that time, preferably the bread should remain covered. Again, it's not mandatory, but Rachel Wadiyah says it's better. And then after we make the tzatzah yadayim, of course, when you're making the hamotzi, we uncover the bread.